Sunday night edition of the show. And, of course, this is the show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And to call in, got a special number for you tonight. It's 603-435-1105. Make sure you use that. That is the ProXPN toll line, because our toll-free line is down. So just be aware that there may be a charge if you call in. Tonight, we, of course, it's Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, we've been running the gamut of conversation, you know, police misconduct, to put it mildly, misconduct, peaceful parenting, and even we were talking about the Bundy Ranch situation. So, but again, you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, or you can talk about those things. Also, you can reach us on Skype at lrn.fm. That is our handle. We'll accept your contact request if you haven't already, and then you can get in touch with the show. But let's go to Skype right now, and we've got Nathan on the Skypes. Nathan, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Good, good, Nathan. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I've been reading this book called Surely You're Joking, Mr. Feynman, and there's a story in it about Japanese, which is something that was mentioned earlier.
Yeah, you know, actually, real quick, I want to mention that there was a caller earlier who said that the Japanese way of, you know, of parenting, of disciplining, that was, you know, maybe perhaps a superior way.
He told us to Google Japanese discipline, and yeah. I did, and I was afraid of what I was going to get.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, I mean, we've talked about it on Free Talk Live in the past, that in Japan we have a quote-unquote problem. I don't necessarily think it's a problem, but where the up-and-coming generation of Japanese do not want to have children in record rates, you know, and they're doing it out of a disposition against their parents. And so you got to wonder, is that discipline actually working?
And Japanese, I mean, there is kind of a stereotype about Japanese culture that a lot of people are very repressed and they work really, they're very workaholic and they, you know, they're just not very happy, you know?
Yeah, sure. Nathan, what's your thoughts? You mentioned the book. What did they have to say?
Well, maybe your opinion of Japanese people be informed by this little vignette. It's from Mr. Feynman, who was a famous physicist.
Yeah.
And, his story is he worked at Caltech for most of his life, but one time he went to Japan and studied there for a few weeks, and he was really into it, you know, learning how to talk to people, ask for directions, and so on. So one day his tutor asked him, "All right, how would you ask the phrase, 'May I see your garden?'"
And may so I see he, your garden?
May I see your garden? And so Feynman made up the phrase, and the guy said, "No, no, no. When you ask to see someone else's garden, you have to use a different verb for see than when you're asking if someone wants to see your own garden." And so Feynman basically characterizes this as, "Would you like to see my lousy garden?" in the second case, and "May I see your beautiful garden?" in the other case.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because when I do it, it's miserable, but when you do it, it's elegant.
Yeah, and, right. Just taking the politeness to an extreme.
Yeah.
And when you ask to see a temple's gardens, you have to say a phrase that means,
"Magnificent.
May I hang my eyes on your most exquisite of gardens."
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
And so he decided that he was going to ask the physicists at his lab if that was still the case with the technical language. And so he asked them, "How would I say in Japanese, 'I solved the Dirac equation'?" And they said such and so. "Okay, how do you say, 'Would you solve the Dirac equation?'" And then they said, "Well, you have to use a different word." And he said, "Why? When I solve it, it's the same darn thing as when you solve it." They say, "Well, yes, but it's a different word. It's more polite."
Right, yeah. No, you know,
I give up. I decided that Japanese was not the language for me.
It's a very, I mean, like the Japanese culture in general, Shinto culture, which they've had for hundreds of years, almost probably over 1,000 years now, actually. I mean, it's caused them to be, and I mean this in the nicest way, a very polite species. I mean, they just, you know, they... I understand, Feynman's point here. I think that's very interesting. How exactly would you relate that, Nathan, to, you know, essentially like their ideas on, you know, raising children or punishment?
Well, I guess my basic reading would be it sounds a little collectivist because you're saying that when I do something, it's bad, but when you're doing it, it's great. And it's almost like I need to prop you up when I'm asking you to do something or telling you something, if that makes sense. So I don't know, it sounds like a lack of self-esteem, maybe.
Sure, it definitely doesn't sound like it would get to the core of, because, I mean, generally what you want to do, especially with peaceful parenting, what people say is that you want to get children to want to be intrinsically motivated. You know, they want to do these things or not want to do these things for their own, out of their own self-interest.
And if everything you do is worthless and horrible, why would you want to do it, right?
Yeah, it sounds like the Japanese language would really have a hard time, or the culture would have a hard time illuminating that.
You could say, like, it's just convention and they don't really believe that when they do something, it's horrible all the time, but when everyone else does something, it's good. But language really does inform thought. You know, and I think that would probably affect your thinking if you had to phrase everything that way.
Sure.
Yeah, it almost sounds like it's like when I tell you something, I'm imposing on you. Like I must get on my knees and ask you to do this.
Well, it sounds just generally collectivist. It sounds like I must subjugate myself to the others. And I mean, you know, that to me is just ripe for all kinds of opportunities where somebody says, "Yep, I'm the other, and I'll be taking your stuff, and I will take my magnificent mind and take your lowly, lousy mind, and I will inform you how you must live." I mean, it sounds like the road to serfdom to me.
Yeah, that kind of only works if everybody is playing by the rules, too, right? Because if somebody...
rich people never play by the rich and powerful never play by the rules. Those are the rules. The rich and powerful set the rules, and the rules are you are, in fact, lousy compared to their magnificence.
Nathan, thank you very much for the call. It's pretty interesting. Japanese culture in and of itself is incredibly unique, whether that's because it came to fruition on an island or what. There really is nothing else quite like it.
They live longer. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, amazing.
I like that sashimi stuff. I'm into that.
Yeah, sashimi. Yeah. Stephanie loves sashimi,
I'm a big fan.
I tell you.
Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz, will you grace us with your magnificent radio presence, please?
I'm
unworthy of it. I don't want to interrupt you with my
awful
horrible...
show already.
Are you kidding me? You want to move to Japan now after hearing that. Anyway, let's go back to the phones, and we have James in Phoenix. James, are you with us?
Hi, Mark.
Yes.
Hello. Can we talk?
Yes. What would you like to talk about?
What did you just say, by the way?
I said wit.
You called me something?
Yes.
What would you like to talk about, James?
Can we talk, Mark? If you want, I'd like to talk to you, Mark. And you're welcome to call me that if we can talk freely. After all, isn't that what your show is called, Free Talk Radio?
Start talking, James.
No,
go
actually,
for
it's
it.
Free Talk Live.
Mark, I should like to say that I don't have no interest in speaking to somebody that hangs up on me and then black labels me.
Well, I just hung up on you, too. Oh, man, that's a shame.
Oh, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
He's going to call back with a different name.
Well, I mean, he's ignoring the other two people here when I was directly talking to him.
He doesn't have to talk to us by name, but we have to call him a certain name, so...
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I actually kind of wanted to hear what he had to say, but he just kept going on, and oh well.
So here's a little phoning in tip for James or Wit or whatever we're going to call him. I like Wit, and I like that. I think that's a great name, by the way.
Sure.
Fun. I guess somebody I knew named Wit, and I like it. A little coaching. Say me, I, my, a lot less. And, talk about issues when you call in, and that's going to be better. Rather than sort of the blaming thing, I understand whatever wrongs have been done to you, you're going to have to let them go. And that's my guess, my technique on what's going to really work the best for, staying on the air and talking about the things you want.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that if you wanted to, if you're going to call in, all right, just start talking. I'll listen to what Wit has to say, but just start talking about what you actually want to talk about. If you're calling in looking to get some kind of apology, I mean, that's boring radio. You know what I mean? It really is.
And it's not going to happen.
Yeah, right. And even more so, it's not going to happen. Anyway, but you can call in if you have something interesting to talk about or whatever you want to talk about, frankly. 603-435-1105, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Sunday night edition of the show, and tonight you are joined, of course, by Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark.
you know, we've been talking about, again, all kinds of things. We've got someone on Skype that that we're going to get in touch with here in just a moment. Of course, our Skype handle is LRN.FM, and you can call in 603-435-1105. Again, that is not toll-free, but you can call in with that number.
Right. Mark. I'm not sure that you have seen this yet, but blockchain.com, not blockchain.info,
right.
Blockchain.com now has a merchant app.
I have looked into this, and I am impressed at the ease of use.
Yep. So if you've got a physical business, you can go to blockchain.com and use their new app on your smartphone, or, you know, you can have a smartphone set up there at the office. I think it would certainly work through Wi-Fi. So if you have it in the boutique or wherever it is that you do your thing, you have a smartphone that doesn't even have to have a plan on it.
Right.
Just running, the blockchain.com app. And you can safely, securely, and for free accept bitcoins in your business. There's no terms of service. Imagine this for a second. There are no terms of service. No ID requirements of any kind. You just go to blockchain.com and download the app from the Google Play Store and get started. Zero fees. Blockchain.com.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Actually, you know, something that is up and coming in technology that not a lot of people are talking about, but I talk about on my show, Sovryn Tech, and of course that's Sovryn Tech.com, is that these point of sale systems in the future aren't going to be just these cheap $150 tablets. And so if you want to get ahead of the curve, grab one of those tablets, then you can throw blockchain.com, the app there, the merchant app there, throw that on there, and you are good to go. It's really, really quite a thing. So anyway, let's go to Skype. We have, I'm not sure of the name, but it's Messages. That's the wonderful thing about Skype is it can be somewhat anonymous. But go ahead. What would you like to talk
Brian,
about?
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing radio show.
Hi, Messages.
And I'm sure Mark's doing well because I was already chatting with Mark. So, Brian, I have a question for you.
Please.
Who runs the Internet?
Who runs the Internet? That's kind of a loaded question, but it... If we're going to go, I'll say ICANN. Is that what you're looking for?
Oh, okay. All right. So have you been reading lately since the last time we talked about this?
I know ICANN is going to be, to some degree, you know, it's not going to be run by the U.S. Senate, essentially, anymore.
So the Internet's no longer run by the people, huh?
Cut to the chase for me.
It sounds like we're going down the primrose path.
Yeah.
Just the last time we talked, it was the Internet was run by the people, and I called in, and you and I had a rather lengthy discussion about who actually runs the Internet. And it was actually Stephanie who pointed out that they may have compromised the encryption software before it ever went public, too, and she was spot on with that one as well.
Which encryption software? The AES standard?
RSA got... hacked? Got hacked beforehand. They paid $10 million to compromise RSA's.
Right. Yeah, the 250, it's up to debate whether or not 256 encryption.
That one software, I'm sure they didn't do it to any other types of encryption at all.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. The solution to the whole ICANN thing, because I think spreading it out to, you know, the global... whatever body they decide to even hand it over to, I have a hard time believing that the U.S. government would... hand over the reins of ICANN. I mean, the people can still control the Internet if they use, if they use Namecoin and they use the .bit protocol, essentially. So you would go to, instead of freetalklive.com, you would go to freetalklive.bit, and that would thwart pretty much anything ICANN does.
So that, and I think Namecoin's pretty cool, but yes. I don't know if it's got that sort of, I don't know if it has the momentum to go anywhere.
It doesn't.
What I found as something that's really kind of cool that I got into, I got into this week because that was the opportunity to do such a thing, but I heard about it like a month ago when we were in New York City, is the MadeSafe. I think it's madesafe.net, is that?
Yes.
And what this is it's a decentralized internet that sort of runs on top of the internet using the blockchain technology, and I find it fascinating.
Yeah.
Brian, can you say more about it?
Absolutely. It doesn't run on it, what it uses the infrastructure, cables, essentially, that we have for the internet as it exists today.
Yeah. There's not much we can do about that, right?
To say it runs on blockchain technology is a little inaccurate because a blockchain is one whole piece of information. like the Bitcoin blockchain is a complete, accurate data set of everything that Bitcoin has ever done. Yes, where MadeSafe is actually, this is the beauty of MadeSafe, is it's completely decentralized in that no complete amount of data, all the data is out there in the cloud, in this MadeSafe cloud, but no complete data set is out there. And because of that,
it's encrypted on everybody's computer.
Right, but it's only bits and pieces on everybody's computer. Not even the whole thing exists on everyone's computer, and it just works off of the donation of various people's hard drive space. It's really an incredible. You can do a lot with it. It can work as an internet. It can work as kind of a Dropbox. Of course, a completely decentralized Dropbox. It's really the first time anything in computers had been genuinely, completely, 100% decentralized, because Bitcoin is distributed, and it's decentralized in that it takes the power away from banks, but it's not completely decentralized. Anyway, I'm sorry, messages. What other thoughts do you have?
I have a question for you.
Please.
Since your thinking on the internet has evolved, and I'm really happy to hear that. What's the cloud?
The cloud is...
And who runs it, I suppose, would be the two questions I would have on that one.
Sure. The cloud is, in my opinion, I'll caveat it with this, the cloud is a very dangerous animal. The cloud is run by, you know, it's run on various servers. It's hosted by, largely, actually, most of the cloud that we use is hosted by Amazon, amazingly. And, you know, largely Google's servers and, you know, pretty much a whole slew of servers. How's that for an answer?
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But it's the cloud, so we can trust it, right?
No.
But it's the cloud. We can trust everything that's pumped out there and just handed to us, can't we?
No, I wouldn't trust the cloud, because the cloud creates a domino effect in that if we trust all our data onto the cloud, if one cloud goes down, there's this, like I said, there's this crazy domino effect where a bunch of businesses could all come down the pipe. They could all fall apart, not come down the pipe, could all fall apart.
But the security of data is not important then? So just the fact that nobody really knows who runs the cloud or who might have access to the cloud, that's not a pertinent factor in any of that, just the stability of the cloud.
I thought that people did know who ran the cloud. I mean, basically, if it would depend on who you're contracting with.
Who you're using, yeah.
Right, so, I mean, I will keep some documents on Google Documents.
But what if Google contracts with somebody else to keep it on their...
Which they kind of do with Amazon. So, right, but yes, we do to some degree know who has... The cloud data. There is
the cloud sort of is companies or people, depending on how you want to look at the situation. And do they have your best interest at heart? I don't think they have their best interest at heart.
Sure.
Hopefully, so people know that.
Hey, one thing that I will give you though, Brian, besides just busting your stones, is after you and I spoke the last time, I did go out and get a little black book.
Right on.
Cool. Very good advice as far as keeping passwords.
Yeah. All right, messages. Thank you for your call. Of course, you can call in, talk about whatever you want. You can even bust stones. 603-435-1105, Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in 603-435-1105. Again, that's 603-435-1105. That is the toll number. Do keep that in mind. That is the toll number, but brought to you by ProXPN. So, and hopefully we'll get that all worked out to where the toll-free number is in use. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Get a free pound of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. There, we have BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica coffee. It's delicious. And, you know, there's lots of high-end coffee in the world. You can certainly find it on the internet. BuzzBox is great coffee, there's no doubt. But one thing that really separates them is their sensibilities around the people that produce their coffee and around the people that, you know, just in third-world countries generally. So they allow us to take the, you know, portions of the profits that we make from, you know, promoting BuzzBox Coffee and fund microloans through World Vision that help people around the world, whether they need a bicycle for a delivery service or a sewing machine to make shoes or, you know, these are just some of the stories we've read over at BuzzBox. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com, see some of the people that we're helping. Every 10 people that sign up with Free Talk Live, we issue another microloan. We're excited about it, and it's happening. And thank you so much for the people that are getting their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Go there. Get your free pound. You can cancel your subscription anytime, meaning that you can try the coffee, and if you don't like it, you can cancel before you ever get charged anything. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. Awesome. Stephanie, you had a story you were telling me about that, boy, I thought this sounded interesting.
Yeah, I did too. This is from Vice.com, and it starts out, this past Monday, Porn star Tegan Presley arrived home in Las Vegas from yet another whirlwind strip club appearance tour and found a letter from her bank. Chase was closing her account, which was listed under her legal name, as well as the account of her husband. When Presley went to the bank in person
to ask... Yes, folks, porn stars get married.
They do, yes.
And it's okay.
And they have names.
Yeah.
When Presley went to the bank in person to ask why, she was told it's because she's considered, quote, high risk. And then they told me that they canceled my husband's account, too, because our social security numbers are linked, Presley told Vice News. They told him that it was because I'm a notorious adult star, which is funny because I'm kind of a goody-goody in the business and I'm not even doing porn anymore. This isn't the first time adult entertainers have claimed that banks were discriminating against them. In May 2013, CNBC wrote about actress Chanel Preston's sudden account termination at Los Angeles City National Bank and porn studio head Mark Greenberg's lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase for violation of fair lending laws. Greenberg wanted to refinance his long-standing home loan and said a J.P. Morgan vice president told him he was being declined for moral issues.
For moral issues.
Yes. And he's a porn producer.
And this isn't... Who's putting these rulings essentially down on people? The banks?
Well, it's the banks, but apparently they are being pressured by the U.S. Department of Justice. There's a thing called Operation Choke Point.
Wow, that's ironic.
And it has nothing to do with deep throating, says the article. Instead, it's a targeted effort to shut down as many as 30 separate industries by making it impossible for them to access banking services.
By the way, the rules that surround U.S. banks have been tightened, or actually rules surrounding U.S. citizens using foreign banks have been tightened to the point that most foreign banks around the world don't want anything to do with a U.S.
This
citizen.
Is true.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
it used
FACTA,
to be,
right?
Yeah.
FACTA, the Foreign Account Control and Tax Act or something?
I know that there's, that's part of it, but I believe that there's a bit more, not that I know everything about it. At this point, my life's fine, you know, using the credit union account that I use, and it's not that big of a deal for me. I work for an organization that we manage their bank account, and that's working out fine, too.
Yeah.
But I just... You know, I'm imagining how difficult this is. It's not like you can just go get a foreign bank to take you either.
No, I mean, in fact, Thailand used to be really, really not stringent at all with their, with how to get a bank account. And now it's, it's almost impossible. You know, before you could almost do it online, it was so easy because Thailand is such a popular tourist destination, business destination, people be going back and forth there, that they made it easy. But now with these rulings coming down getting put down onto banks, it's really gotten terrible.
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. government really has the banks, right in a headlock because if they do anything out of line, so-called, or if they don't comply with any of these laws, then the banks will just be shut down.
Yeah, they're basically franchises of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah. I think a bank account now has become like a government document. It's almost like a passport or something like that. And actually, I've personally moved away from bank accounts as much as I can. I haven't gone completely unbanked, and I still rely on credit cards pretty heavily, but, I'd like to be outside of the banking system as much as I can, but it is getting harder now because, if you carry around cash, you're treated like a criminal. And, you couldn't possibly have that for any legitimate purpose, cash.
Yeah. Well,
I do most of my business in cash.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is actually for you and to some degree me, it may be a valid concern. I mean, we run a podcast called the Sex and Science Hour, which is on another network.
Yeah.
We talk very, very openly about a lot of sexual stuff. And if you could just, we can't give you a bank account due to moral, reasons.
Yeah. So now you have to be a morally upstanding, according to whoever, the Christian government.
Yeah.
like
you should hope it's the Christian government at this point. It could go pear-shaped at any time.
Yeah, it feels like think it's more like the Taliban. I mean, in a Wall Street Journal op-ed Thursday, American Banking Association CEO Frank Keating wrote that the Justice Department is telling bankers to behave like policemen and judges. Operation Choke Point is asking banks to identify customers who may be breaking the law or simply doing something government officials don't like, he wrote. Banks must then, quote, choke off these customers' access to financial services, shutting down their accounts. And actually, I think it's worth mentioning that this is exactly what happened to WikiLeaks back in 2012 or something like that, whenever they first kind of came out on the scene. Basically, they were trying to accept donations.
Yeah.
And a couple of U.S. senators just said, these guys are bad. You know, you should Chase Bank, Bank of America, all the other PayPal.
Yeah, no law made.
You guys should not let WikiLeaks get money.
Right.
And the banks all did it. There was no law that was ever passed. It was a completely extra legal thing. And
as a result, political pressure, no law.
WikiLeaks ended up getting cut off by 95% of the payment networks, you know, in the world, and they couldn't receive donations, and that's when they started getting into Bitcoin. And actually, I think this is the only silver lining in this story, because a lot of porn sites now are already accepting Bitcoin, so perhaps that might be how they have to pay their employees or find alternative methods like gift cards or something. But you know, you can do a lot of
business in Bitcoins, but you can't pay your mortgage or things, that sort of thing.
Right.
Unless the company has a bank account, like the whoever's paying the porn stars has a bank account, and they would pay directly to the person's mortgage. But then there are regulations against that. You're going to get audited when it comes to tax time,
and it's just a mess. What was the name of the whistleblower that we had at the Liberty Forum, he was on.
Thomas Drake.
Now, I saw a video from him a couple of years ago that he was talking about how the government basically has the ability to listen into your cell phone, even when, like, turn it on and listen to it.
Right.
I mean, it's getting frightening. And this Edward Snowden thing is the tip of the iceberg. We're getting leaks all the time. I don't know. I mean, at what point are we just wide open? Are there no secrets?
Yeah, well, I mean, and even then, it's look at what can happen. Because, I mean, you know, I would argue that I think people should be a little more open, maybe a lot more open, about the fact that they're kind of a freak. You know, and I mean that in the nicest way, you know, kind of a sexual freak.
You see why you wouldn't want to be in this.
Yeah, but right. But now you see this and your bank.
Well, there's no way a famous porn star can hide it. But then again, like, how do they know that the person is a porn star?
Sure.
Are they associating their real name, and have they been watching the porn?
Yeah.
Is that how they know?
Your thoughts. What do you think about this? I mean, come on. Really? You're going to take away a bank account just because a person is in the adult industry?
Is starring in legal porn.
Yeah. 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in the remaining moments. Yes, this is the last segment of the show. 603-435-1105. Plenty of time for your thoughts. And tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, you know, if you want to help out the show, I'd like you to go to Amazon or shop.freetalklive.com. And what that's going to do is take you to a link for whichever country you're in, pretty much. It will take you to Amazon, and with that, you will get a cut of whatever you purchase there. You're going to get the same price, the same service, the whole thing. Just Free Talk Live gets a little bit of a cut of it. Believe me, it helps out this show and, you know, and the hosts immensely. And in that regard, it's helping push Liberty. So please, shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got a call on the line. I'm actually going to take this.
Go unscreened.
Yeah, we're going to go hot. Here we go. Caller, you're on the line.
Free Talk Live, what's on your mind? Going once, going twice.
Three times.
Yeah. Stephanie, that article that you were reading.
So we were talking about, in case you're just tuning in, Operation Choke Point, which is a U.S.
It's really the name of that.
It's a U.S. Department of Justice program, I suppose, where they're pressuring banks to shut down accounts that are associated with certain types of businesses, or in this case, simply an individual who is a porn actress and her husband, who has nothing to do with porn. And actually, she said she was a former porn star. So anyway, I guess the Department of Justice has identified 30 categories of businesses or merchants that they consider to be, quote, high risk, and they're pressuring banks to shut down their access to financial services. So let me read you these categories, and you can tell me if you think that they merit this high risk activity and they should not be able to get a bank account. Ammunition sales, cable box descramblers, coin dealers, credit card schemes. I don't know what that means. Credit repair services.
Wait a minute. Are these people that have, like, business licenses?
Yeah, I know. It's like, how could they get a business license?
Like, cable box scrambler? Yes, I am registered with the Better Business Bureau as a cable box scrambler. I mean, who's doing that?
Well, but like, okay, a dating service, a coin dealer, an ammunition dealer, a travel club. I mean, these people do have business licenses, and
sure.
Now they're being told that they can't have a bank account because they're too high risk. So which is it? Like, if you're going to make a business illegal, just make it illegal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, to say they're high risk, to say they can't get a bank, and, you know, I mean, banks are, in many ways, quintessential to paying employees.
Well, and banks are, in many ways, concerned about the big bucks. I mean, for instance, they don't seem to have a problem with laundering drug cartel money.
Yeah.
This news story has come out. Well, my God, we can't have the porn actress, okay, her having a checking account, for God's sake.
Yeah, but HSBC laundering money for this big cartel is no problem, right?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, so here are some of the other ones. Firearm sales, fireworks sales, government grants. Really? They're going to government grants? What does that even mean? Home-based charities? Now the charities are terrorists?
Wow.
This makes no sense.
You know, speaking of home-based charities, I mean, how many, like, charity organizations are set up where it's at the home, where it's like a, they've turned the home into somewhat of a dog... I don't want to say
rescue.
Dog pound, but a dog rescue.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. A cat refuge. These people do this all the time, doing wonderful work for these animals. And, oh, they're high risk?
It's insane. Another thing is if you have a lifetime guarantee or a lifetime membership, you are apparently high risk. Pornography.
To what? A lifetime membership to what? To a gym?
Anything. Anything.
You can't do a lifetime membership to a gym, as I understand it. I worked for a health club, and the longest we could sell was a three-year membership.
Oh, no. All right. I know what it is, because you can get a lifetime membership to Encyclopedia Britannica,
mm-hmm.
and you can keep getting the new volumes. That's high risk, baby.
Yeah, that's very high risk.
You got to be careful.
Shut down their bank
books,
account.
The knowledge, that's power. We got to lock that down.
And so the Vice article continues that while actors are quick to blame banks like Chase and Bank of America for discrimination, those institutions may in fact have no choice. If a bank doesn't shut down a questionable account when directed to do so, justice slaps the I guess they mean the Department of Justice.
That's what they mean.
Slaps the institution with a penalty for wrongdoing that may or may not have happened. And bankers are just as pissed as porn stars. Well, they still get to, at the end of the day, they still get paid. They can still pay their mortgage. I wonder what happens to your bank account if you have, like let's say that you have money in the account.
Mm-hmm.
Say you have $10,000, $50,000 in the bank account, and they say, we're closing your account. What happens to the money? Do they just keep it? Or do they give you a check? And
I would imagine they give you a check.
How are you supposed to cash that check if you can't get a bank account?
That's not their problem.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends, because if it's some kind of criminal case,
mm-hmm.
and again, the criminal case isn't like, look, we've got all this evidence that you've been working with drug dealers or something like that. Not that, you know, drugs are criminal, in mm-hmm. my opinion, okay? But, you know, it's not like they're saying that. They're just saying that if you have a lack of moral fortitude, you know, that's I mean, they're pretty much calling that criminal.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, I would think the bank could probably even keep it. I agree. Best practice should be that they don't.
Yeah.
That they cut you a check.
Asset forfeiture.
Of course, where are you going to cash the check?
Exactly.
If you can't get a bank account.
Yeah. Even if your spouse, like, that to me is so outrageous. Like this guy that was the husband of the porn star.
Tegan, yeah.
He had nothing to do with it. All
no, he was just married to her.
He's just simply her husband, and
yeah,
now
their social security numbers.
From getting a bank account.
Right, their social security numbers were attached.
That's crazy.
Well, you can go to these check cashing places. These are
essential.
They are banks. They're the banks for the poor, and the fees are outrageous.
They'll cash your check for 30%.
Ridiculous number.
Yeah.
If you got a cashier's check from your bank for having your account closed, it likely wouldn't. Cashier's checks probably are a lower percentage.
Sure.
You're probably talking about a personal check for 30%. I don't know. I've never cashed anything at one of these places.
Yeah, me neither.
But you know, this is what it is. It's usury. The highest order.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York City-based porn star Stoya, famous for being the first quote alt girl to receive a contract with a large production company, told Vice News that she opened a Chase account last year and trouble arose when she tried to deposit her paycheck. They came back and asked what Manwin was, Stoya said, in reference to the corporation that owned her production company, Digital Playground. I told them it was an adult company. They told me my business account was being closed and then wouldn't give me a straight answer about why they were closing my account. Stoya said it came as no surprise that she wasn't offered an explanation. Like any smart company, they certainly aren't going to come right out and say that the reason has to do with allowing my genitals to be photographed and videotaped in exchange for money, and they most definitely aren't going to say it in writing, she said.
Yeah, that's probably right.
California adult entertainment lawyer Michael Fattorosi told Vice News that he's seen this before, but hasn't found a way to litigate yet, much less account for how many closures have occurred industry-wide. We don't know if Chase may have closed as few as 5 accounts or as many as several hundred, he said. People who are in the industry often don't like to broadcast that. And yeah, that's true. I've been hearing from quite a few people who are in the Bitcoin community that they'll make deposits in their bank account from Bitcoin exchanges or from Coinbase or something like that. And people from the bank will call them and say, hey, what was the purpose of your Bitcoin transaction? Where did these Bitcoins come from? Why did you sell them? What are you doing with the money? I mean, that's outrageous. And this actually happened to me with one of my accounts recently. And they, with what other transaction do they ask you, how did you, excuse me, we just need to verify what you're going to spend this money on? I mean, that's outrageous.
I'm stunned by that.
Yeah. And I want to make this pretty clear.
Get a credit union account. This has never happened to me.
Yeah, right. I mean, something that I think a lot of people, perhaps even a lot of listeners, would say something to the effect of, well, look, in the old days of America, this wouldn't happen. And, maybe you're right, because let me tell you what these adult stars and these adult, these workers in the adult erotic industry would do. They'd make charities. They'd make missions for homeless. And believe me, the documentation's out there that a lot of the really charitable organizations and a lot of the cities, the quote unquote greatness of the cities, of course, value subjective, okay, that have rose up through the, since the 19th century have all come from adult industries. Mm-hmm. Benefits to people who need help have come out of these industries, and this is hurting that from happening even more. Okay, I mean, it's a fact. Historically, this country, in a lot of ways, was built on very libertine principles. Okay,
is this from that book,
Renegade History of the United States? It's one of the books, but it's pretty well known. There's other series that have talked about. There's plenty of data about this, okay? And so these people, historically, there's a good reason to give them bank accounts because they're helping everyone else.
Exactly. And this is pretty blatantly unfair. It looks like we're out of time, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, tonight it's been Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we'll be back in 21 short hours. You can go to freetalklive.com in the meantime. See you next time.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot. Gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.